What of the European position now? The EU's top diplomat, Kaja Kallas, once the Prime Minister of Estonia, has said, quote, "The harsh reality is that Russia has no intention of ending this war anytime soon." And she sees the summit in Alaska as President Putin's way of extending this process without actually resolving the fighting at all. That's true, isn't it?
Maybe it's true according to the distorted vision of Ms. Kallas and her colleagues, because the problem in Europe now is that they don't have a strategic vision about what's happening. They have only Russophobia and the notion of zero-sum games in their mind, and that's not something that you will have a positive outcome during the negotiations. So you know that we, from the outset, we were against any military exercises, any military efforts to solve the crisis. We were making a lot of proposals which were rejected. And then it started when it started. We didn't have any other choice.
Well, it started when you invaded Ukraine. And since then, 13,500 civilians in Ukraine have been killed.
With all due respect, it started much earlier in 2014 when the West created anti-Russia as a result of anti-constitutional coup. And it's very hard to deny it. And that's the problem of Europe, that you want to show that it all started in 2022, and it didn't happen in the vacuum. There were a lot of things prior to this, and it's very good that President Trump now realizes that it has certain history which should be taken into consideration. Isn't it good?
Briefly, if I may, with one more.
Is
President Putin willing to meet President Zelensky in the coming days and weeks?
President Putin never denied the possibility of meeting President Zelensky.
Is he willing to meet him? That's a slightly different point.
I'm not President Putin. I can't say whether he will.
Would you like him to?
I'm judging from his statement, and I'm processing his statement. So he said that such a meeting should be well prepared, and we are not yet there. So that, I think, where we stand right now.
Dmitry Polyansky, thank you very much, Russia's first deputy permanent representative to the United Nations.